One of the longest and most anticipated Alzheimer's drug studies in history is about to begin. And from her office above busy Longwood Avenue in Boston, Dr. Risa Sperling is wondering if people will come.
I sometimes get very worried that who will we find who's willing to come into a 3-year trial on the chance that they might develop Alzheimer's disease dementia.
It's called the A4 study, and Sperling is the project leader.
It's a very large study, so we're looking for 1,000 individuals who meet the criteria to come into the study. That is evidence of amyloid building up in their brain, but people who don't yet have any clear symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
The full name is a mouthful, but it says a lot. It's the Anti-Amyloid Treatment in Asymptomatic Alzheimer's Disease Study. They're going to treat people with an experimental drug, one designed to cut down on a protein called amyloid beta, which forms sticky plaques in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. The people they're going to give the drug to don't have any noticeable symptoms of the disease. In fact, some of them would likely never even develop it.
So to find those 1,000 individuals to come into the A4 study, we anticipate that we'll have to screen about 5,000 individuals at 60 sites around the United States and Canada. And we're also talking to Australia about a potential site there.
The trial will cost well over $100 million, and the first candidates should start coming in for screenings by year's end. Volunteers don't need to have a history of Alzheimer's in the family or even concerns about their memory, but it's okay if they do. They must be 65 or older, willing to take the drug or a placebo, willing to get a genetics test, and have their brain scanned once or twice a year. They also must be open to answering all sorts of questions about how they live their lives.
The important thing is that these are people who are normal, who can make their own decision about whether this trial is for them or not. So our job is to give them all the information we can to try to keep them as safe as possible. But I think it is time that we must begin these trials. And it seems to me unethical not to begin them when we have a generation of baby boomers facing Alzheimer's disease.
Across the Alzheimer's field, researchers are paying close attention to the A4 study as a test of the increasingly popular hypothesis that the way to stop Alzheimer's is to put it off, delay it, slow it down to prevent it. The drug used in A4 works by binding to amyloid of a certain size and clearing it out of the body before it turns toxic. This drug was tested before, and while safe, it didn't really help people in later stages of the disease. But for people with mild symptoms, the disease seemed to slow down.
And we ended up choosing it, even though it showed only very minor lowering of amyloid plaques, because it was the only one that had a clinical signal. So although the overall study was negative, when they looked at the mild patients, those who had the mildest dementia, they saw that that subset of patients benefited in both of the phase 3 trials.
In Alzheimer's disease, the amyloid beta protein builds up. It turns toxic, and little pieces start killing brain cells and forming sticky plaques. Then another protein called tau stops operating the way it should, folding into what are called tangles inside the cells. The idea is to prevent the disease by cutting back on the bad amyloid beta in the body.
So I have to admit that sometimes I feel a little bit guilty because I am a clinician and a neurologist and I take care of people who are already suffering from Alzheimer's dementia. And it really breaks my heart to say to them that I don't have something to offer them, that I'm thinking that the best chance for treatment would have been 5 or 10 years earlier. So I don't want to abandon the idea that we will look for successful treatments for people who already have dementia. And in fact, I think combination therapy may be very helpful.
By combination therapy, Sperling's talking about something like a cocktail of drugs, similar to how HIV is treated. And at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, Dr. Samuel Gandy is working on a drug that could be part of an Alzheimer's cocktail.
We think that there might need a drug to reduce amyloid buildup or to help amyloid break down, to reduce the buildup of tangles or to help tangles be broken down, and or drugs like this one that will stimulate the birth of new nerve cells in critical parts of the brain, such as the hippocampus.
Gandy's team started working with this compound because it controls how nerve cells release amyloid when they're communicating. They tested the medicine in animals and found it reduced amyloid. Then Gandy discovered a pharmaceutical company in California also was working with the compound.
they were studying it not for its ability to reduce amyloid, but because it stimulated the birth of new nerve cells in the hippocampus. So we did the experiment again and looked not only at the amyloid levels, but this time looked at the birth of nerve cells in the hippocampus. And those enormously robust births of new nerve cells in the mice with the Alzheimer's gene that had gotten this drug.
Gandy still has safety work to do before the drug can be tested in humans, something he hopes can happen next year. Meanwhile, his lab is studying stem cells. They're also doing genetic work, because some genes increase risk, while others protect us from the disease. Gandy references one particular group of people in Iceland.
They have a genetic mutation in the amyloid gene that causes them to have, from the moment of conception, only half as much amyloid as the rest of us. And they never, ever get Alzheimer's disease, even if they have other high-risk genes. You know, now we have mutations in the amyloid gene that either cause the disease or protect from the disease. So it seems, you know, all the more important that we focus on that molecule. The challenge is, how early do we have to manipulate it?
Sperling's A4 study will do more than test the hypothesis that anti-amyloid drugs are key to stopping or delaying the disease. Thanks to the regular brain scans and surveys, researchers will watch the disease develop in some brains and not in others. It's a good opportunity to pick up on new hints of when the disease is present, new biomarkers. And perhaps the volunteers could be followed beyond 3 years, giving researchers more data as they search for the drugs to delay Alzheimer's, prevent it, and also to cure it. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.